Smutters.
Hello, everybody.
How has your week been?
It's not been bad. How's yours?
It's been all right. Regan's is feeling better.
Yes, he is.
He has eaten everything in sight, gaining his weight back. So
that he is.
That's been wonderful.
Yeah, he's no longer a sickly puppy.
As a matter of fact, he's very talkative now. So
even more so.
Yeah, so
he gets an attitude back.
He really does. But yeah, that's pretty much the good news that we've had, and I'm so happy about that. So anything else?
No, that's it.
Nothing? Mm-mm. All right. Well, let's talk about tonight's story.
Let's talk about, the story.
Okay. So, tonight we are talking about Zozo the Ouija Clown. Board demon.
Oh.
Oh, don't say that. He doesn't like it when you make
give
fun
a
of
shit.
Okay. Now, this is pretty self-explanatory. Zozo is summoned through the use of a Ouija board. Have you ever played a Ouija board?
No.
See, I did when I was younger, and I did not know the rules for the Ouija board. I did not know you were supposed to say goodbye when you were done. So, maybe explains why we've had a lot of hauntings in our houses.
You think they've been haunted. I think it's just been shit luck.
Oh, okay. Well, but yes, he is a symbolism of Christianity's fear or objection to the occult. Zozo has several aliases.
Sound like Bozo. Remember Bozo the Clown when we were kids?
I used to watch that every morning when I got ready for school. The bucket toss. Are you serious right now? His aliases are the Ouija board demon, the demon of Ouija, the jester, Zaza, Oz, Mama, Abacus,
Mama,
Abacus, Zoso, the demon, Pazuzu, and the Enfield poltergeist, which we will cover one day. He is a very deceptive demon, and his most common power is possession.
Like Loki.
Oh, deceptive? Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, what? He loves driving his victims crazy before killing them. So,
he must be married.
Wow. Zozo was a fallen angel banished from heaven. He was rumored to be the demon who possessed Roland Doe.
Who's that?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
In mid-1949, several articles printed anonymous reports of an alleged possession and exorcism. The source of the reports was the family's pastor, Luther Miles Schultz, and according to one account, 48 people witnessed the exorcism, including 9 Jesuits. Now, if you don't know what a Jesuit is, I did not. So, a Jesuits are an apostolic religious community called the Society of Jesus. The Jesuit priest Father Walter H. Halloran was one of the last surviving witnesses of the events and even participated in the exorcism. Roland was born in a German Lutheran family in 1935. He lived in Cottage City, Maryland, and Roland was an only child. He depended on the adults in his house for playmates. Now, in the story that I read about this, it said it was his aunt that he mainly played with, but then I found the actual Ghost Adventures episode, and they spoke to one of the priest's granddaughters, and she said it was his grandmother. So I don't know which one it was, but I'm going to go with what I saw. And honestly, it doesn't matter because it's not about them. So his aunt was a spiritualist, Aunt Harriet, and introduced Roland to the Ouija board.
Big mistake, Harriet.
Huge mistake. After Harriet's death, the family experienced strange noises, furniture moving, and on its own, and objects floating while the boy was nearby. The family turned to their pastor, Schultz, for help. The priest witnessed the furniture moving by itself, and he told the family to see a Catholic priest. Roland underwent a number of exorcisms, and during the one, the boy slipped his hands out of his restraints and broke a bed spring from the mattress and used it as a weapon. He slashed the priest's arm and halted the exorcism. Now, for starters, how hard would that be to, like, tear one of the springs off the mattress?
Pretty hard, I would think.
Right? So, let's see. Two other priests came to visit the boy and witnessed a shaking bed, flying objects, the boy speaking in a guttural voice, and they even noticed he had an aversion to anything sacred. They got permission to perform another exorcism. Now, in Ghost Adventures, it said that they performed the exorcism in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, the reason being, while he was being possessed, there were a number of written of words that showed up on his body, like scratch marks. And one of them was Lewis. So they took it as, we need to go to St. Louis and get this done. And that's what they did. So the episode is their 100th episode for Ghost Adventures. It's on season 9. I don't remember which one it is. But it's called The Exorcist House. And it is the actual house in Missouri where they exorcised Roland. So, yes, it was a really good episode. So, let's see here. They got permission to perform another exorcism and took him to St. Louis, Missouri. During the exorcism, Halloran stated words such as hell and evil, along with other words and marks, were seen on the boy's body. During the Litany of the Saints portion of the ritual, the bed started shaking. Roland broke Halloran's nose during the exorcism, but after it was over, the boy went on to lead an ordinary life. Now, Zozo and the Possession were written about in a little book called, can you guess?
What?
The Exorcist. That is what the book is based on, Roland's exorcism. As a matter of fact, the demon Zozo, they renamed Pazuzu, who comes from Babylonian culture in the movie. So, the demon's favorite thing is to mimic the voices of the dead who the user of the Ouija board wishes to talk to. He is cruel and sadistic, who preys on people's insecurities and fears. He delights in telling them they will die soon and is after brutally misogynistic. He pretends he is other spirits and oftentimes pretends he is three different spirits at once. So, if you're talking to, say, you know, like a dead relative, and you know, he could pretend he's them, and then you could be like, well, let's talk to this person, and you know, he'll be like, okay, I'm this person. You know, he likes to mess with you. So let's see, where was I? He can also play on psychics. If a psychic is adamant that there are only two ghosts in a building, Zozo will confuse them, claiming there are nine instead. He will also add confusing scenarios by saying he is a little boy ghost and he is afraid of a malevolent spirit haunting the place. Zozo loves to watch his victims squirm with confusion and of... what is that word?
I don't know. You wrote it.
I don't know. He takes pleasure when a gullible human believes his lies. He loves watching friends fall out over the things he tells them. So he likes to make up lies and just watch people fight about it, pretty much. He is a master deceiver and is a powerful devil in hell under Satan. So, let's see here. This may take a sec. I've got several things to read. Now, some of the possible encounters with Zozo that people may have heard of. Now, we talked about Roland Doe. In 1972 in Los Angeles, a mother named Doris Blither used a Ouija board and found herself haunted by a dark entity which sought her and her family harm. In 1977 through 79, the Enfield Poltergeist. In Enfield, England, where a family got plagued by a malevolent force. And also, if that sounds familiar, that is a famous Ed and Lorraine Warren case that we will go over, as I said. In 2012, Tombstone, Nevada, a small group of soldiers were off duty and decided to mess about with a Ouija board just for fun. They made contact with an alleged spirit who told them he had died in Tombstone. On the way back, one of the men got possessed and almost killed the others in a car crash before the demon left him and he regained consciousness. In 2019, YouTuber Kyle Godfrey attempted to contact Zozo at 3 a.m. on the Ouija board and made contact with an entity who said it was Zozo. However, Kyle took it further and asked the spirit if there was a specific phone number for Zozo, which that's a weird thing to ask. The entity gave him a number, 417-666-6666. Mm-hmm. And when the number was called, the lights went out in his room during the phone call and poltergeist activity followed. When Kyle ended the phone call, the lights came back on. Ooh.
Spooky stuff.
Yes, you just don't mess with Ouija boards.
I know, I've always told you that.
So, let's see here. Just one second, y'all. I've got notes on what to read.
Boom-ba-dee, boom-boom.
Okay, I'm here. Okay. So, now I'm aware that people are pretty divided on just how creepy Ouija-related experiences truly are. To be honest, given that every time I've ever tried to use a Ouija board, it was blatantly obvious that any messages were born entirely of human efforts. My friends weren't exactly good at hiding their efforts to move the piece where they wanted it to go. I'm not particularly spooked by the boards, after all. It is largely marketed as a children's board game, and since all of my experiences using it were when I was a kid, for me that association is hard to break. However, I've seen many people make the argument that it's not the vessel that matters, it's the intent and permission given by the user to any entities that's important. That may be true. After all, how many stories are there of seemingly innocuous items becoming possessed by ghosts and spirits? Many. So I'll leave each of you to your varying degrees of skepticism and belief and close out with some anecdotal evidence. A Zozo experience transcribed by Stephen Wagner. I am from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm currently 40 years old and have held a fascination with the occult since an early age. I've had many bizarre experiences with Ouija boards, and I'm writing this as a warning to people that bad things can happen because of these portals. Now, y'all, if you do not know, a Ouija board definitely is a portal. You are opening up a portal for spirits to come through and talk to you. So if you do play with the Ouija board, keep that in mind and always be careful. The majority of people from the United States holds a skeptical view regarding the scientific evidence of spirits or ghosts. And many people who believe in these things also believe that it is for this very reason that ghosts and poltergeists occur here and exist under the radar, so to speak. These Ouija boards are manufactured under the precept that they are mere toys. And let me tell you firsthand that they are not toys and should be used with strict caution and probably should not be messed with at all. Other countries take a more open-minded view of spirits, demons, and ghosts, and many, many cultures have based entire religions from these beliefs. During my experiences with Ouija boards, one particular spirit always seemed compelled to make its presence known. His name is Zozo. Today, I refuse to even pronounce his name as I believe the mere pronunciation of it can cause it to manifest itself. too many times to count, it has at first pretended to be a nice spirit or pretended to be whomever I was trying to contact. But eventually, it showed its true self, cussing me, threatening me, and others present in the room. Once, it actually cussed me using what looked like Latin or Hebrew and using biblical terminology. And that's the end of his story. Next, we have a story called Nasty Spirit. Spicy stuff. I was genuinely fascinated and startled by how many times Zozo showed up, even in many different states and many different Ouija boards. It always wound up being very nasty and commented freely about how it wanted to possess my girlfriends and take them to paradise. When asked where paradise was, it spelled H-E-L-L. One time, after Zozo was being extremely evil, I walked into my bathroom only to see my one-year-old daughter about to drown. Her mother had left her alone in the tub just for a second, and somehow the water got turned on and was overflowing. Instinctively, she had her face tilted up and was seconds from going under when I grabbed her from the water. The next day, she was hospitalized for some weird internal infection and was put in isolation for 14 days as doctors tried to diagnose the illness. We almost lost her, and that was when I began to suspect the demonic attack. At this time, my girlfriend maintained a trance-like state. Her personality changed from a very sweet person to withdrawn and uncaring. Zozo said before this that it was going to possess her and eat her soul. I was recording music for a future rock project, and I remember jokingly asking if it had an opinion on what I should name the band. It spelled Iron Tongue, which at the time I thought was pretty cool. Only later, when my daughter's tongue swelled up in the hospital to the point of asphyxiation, did I realize that this wasn't cool at all. Her tongue became rock hard and distorted her face, swelling up to where it hung grotesquely from her mouth. We took turns bedside at the hospital for what seemed like forever before my daughter began to recover from this strange affliction. When guests would spend the night in our house, they would claim that they heard frightening noises coming from inside the walls. Objects would be thrown across the room, and spiders seemed to come from nowhere. My girlfriend's brother, who lived with us, complained that he couldn't sleep at night because the conversations were so loud that he simply could not rest. He believed in ghosts, and though he wasn't afraid of them, he said that it definitely felt demonic. Lights would turn off and on by themselves, doors would open and unlock themselves, and one night in our bedroom, a vicious laughter emanated from thin air, and to this day, I cannot explain the terror in that laughter. Another night, I was awakened by what felt like hands on my throat choking me. I could not breathe, I could not scream, and after about 30 seconds, it released its grip and I gasped for air. The same thing happened to my girlfriend the next night. Yet another night, her brother and I were standing just outside on the back porch sliding glass door talking about a supposed curse on their family. I abruptly explained, I rebuke this curse in the name of Jesus Christ, and I no sooner finished saying those exact words when a deafening sound and a vibration struck the entire house with such an alarming boom that the neighbors came over to ask if I'd heard something strange. I knew it wasn't our imaginations. I got off the ladder to see what had landed on top of the house, only to find nothing. Things settled down after that, and to this day, I believe that whatever made that noise also caused the disturbance to go away. For a while, my girlfriend broke up with me and I met someone online in Michigan, where I moved up to be with her. She didn't believe in spirits, and although I knew better, I decided to make her a believer as well. Living in a very small town in Marshall, Michigan, there were no stores that sold Ouija boards. See, this is what gets me, okay? All that happened from a Ouija board. He even said, I'm Zozo. I'm going to fuck your life up. And he did. So he moves away and he's like, now I'm going to make my new girlfriend a believer. This guy is terrible. There's Riggins, y'all. Okay. So I downloaded one from the internet and I printed it out. And to my horror, Zozo returned. It said it came from cyberspace. And when I asked where it lived, it spelled Skull Necklace.
He is really upset, y'all. See what I mean about getting louder?
We didn't think much of this until I asked it again where it was. This time.
See? Louder.
Spelling. Mirror. Are you serious right now? There was only one mirror in the bedroom where we were crouched on the floor, and I heard a scream coming from my girlfriend's 7-year-old niece who was watching us with another young friend. We looked up at the mirror and saw the skull necklace swaying back and forth with glowing eyes looking down at us. My girlfriend's son had hung the necklace on one of the posts of the waterbed hours before I downloaded the paper board. We almost jumped out of our skin, and although 3 feet of fresh snow had fallen that night, we all found ourselves in the front yard not knowing what to do, scared and frozen in terror. My girlfriend was so fascinated, she drove 40 miles to purchase a new glow-in-the-dark Ouija board, much to my dismay. The next night, we had another session in the same room. Zozo immediately came forth, even without me being a participant. My girlfriend's nieces were using the planchette, and I would secretly write down a color on a small piece of paper and then crumple it up where no one could see. I asked the young girls to ask the board if it knew which color I had written down. It quickly scooted to yes, and then blue. I remember chills coursing up and down my spine as I threw the wadded up paper to my girlfriend. Her eyes widened as she read the written color blue. We then tried the same thing with shapes and words, and every time, the board knew. One night, we asked the board if the spirit would show itself. It spelled yes, and told me to turn out the lights and take a picture of the necklace above the board. I did just that, and what turned out is eerie, to say the least. On the upper left-hand corner of the picture, we could plainly see winged skeletons flying about, and they are the exact same weird shape of this skateboarder's skeleton necklace. Toward the middle, we could make out hideous faces. I've seen at least 4 evil faces in this picture. I've sent this picture to several experts, and they have all said they cannot explain the images inside. As if all of this wasn't strange enough, now comes the really scary part. A few months ago, I googled the word Zozo. To my shock, many other people have also been contacted by a demon by the same name. I read about 20 similar stories, and I'm now convinced that this simply cannot be mere coincidence. Supposedly, Zozo is an ancient demon name which possibly stands for the Destroyer. Claims of demonic possession are associated with this Zozo, and I feel it my duty to warn people to steer clear from this if it happens to present itself during a Ouija board session. I am currently researching this phenomena for a future book, and am in the initial stages of presenting my findings to a reputable demonologist who has been involved in hundreds of cases of paranormal activities across the world, including a haunting in Connecticut. What is Zozo? Supposedly, the 3-headed dog demon that guards the gates of hell has a tattoo on its forehead that spells Zozo. Also, Zozo is a term Aleister Crowley claimed meant 666. Jimmy Page of the rock group Led Zeppelin also used Zozo as a symbol on the Zeppelin 4 album. Could Zozo and Zozo be connected somehow? How can so many different people from so many different parts of the world somehow lie about this Zozo spirit? And if they aren't lying, then how can we explain these visitations by the wicked entity? Is Zozo the devil himself or a wayward demon who has the power to manifest itself wherever and whenever it is called? Heed my warnings, people. If you are playing around with a Ouija board and you jokingly ask if it has a name and it spells Zozo, close the session properly. Cleanse the house, and never, I repeat, never ask it again. If you are brave enough to carry on conversations with this spirit, do not antagonize it or act on its directions. I know what I've seen, and I know other people have also come into contact with this spirit. It is dangerous beyond words. I realize not every session results in negativity, but when you play with this Zozo, you are playing with fire. Everything I've described here is true, and I'm not exaggerating one bit. It may take me years, but I do intend on writing a book about this, as I have many stories that I do not have time to mention here. They all stem from true events that took place while talking to this Zozo. Folks, I have been told by people wiser than myself that the spiritual world is more real than this world of so-called reality. Ouija boards can cause many bad things to happen in your life. Maintain an open mind, and most of all, be careful. Mm-hmm. So, you remember I was looking for a certain Ghost Adventures episode. Mm-hmm. And y'all, let me tell you something. You have to buy it because they have seasons 1 through 26 on HBO Max. I happen to need season 10, but they have 9. And then it goes to season 11. But the reason I was looking for season 10, episode 3, was because the Ghost Adventures crew goes to this man, what was his name? Darren Evans. That's the one who wrote that story and was telling you about his story. Well, Zozo came back and the Ghost Adventures crew goes to help out. Mm. Yes. So you can buy that episode on Amazon Prime. I did not buy it. I've seen it before, but it's been a long time and I didn't realize what it was at the time. So you can look at that. Let's see here. We now have a letter, and I think this is by Darren Evans as well. It is. He is now called the expert on Zozo. And y'all, I'm not big on this guy because I read something that he got the Ouija board back out to contact AC/DC's lead singer and ended up talking to Zozo. I think if one thing happens and it almost kills your child, it's pure stupidity and just shows what kind of a person you are if you're willing to put your family at risk like that again, you know? Wow. I'm not big on him, but he does have a lot of things to say. So I have a letter from Darren. Let's jump into this.
Dive on in.
Dear friends all over the world, since young, I have heard of Ouija boards, both those that are commercially sold and those that are self-made. I've also heard about the different horror stories in which people are physically attacked by objects that fly across the room. Those that cannot lift their fingers from the Ouija planchette and end up dislocating their arms, getting possessed, bad things happening to their loved ones, and so on. There are many stories in which people use a Ouija board with horrific consequences that have been experienced by my friends or friends of theirs. Ouija boards have many different names as they are used in different cultures. They are also known as a spirit board, talking board, fuji, charm spirit board, psychic circle, or in my own Chinese culture, Dexian, and so on. I don't think he's Chinese. Maybe it's just this guy talking about Darren Evans. Okay, anyway. Where was I? Personally, I have witnessed a session that has gone wrong, and it happened when one of my friends was not able to pull his arm off the coin when we were using it as a planchette. His arm began twisting uncontrollably, and he was not able to fight the force of the spirit we were talking to. While I was reading more on Ouija boards, I came across an entity that is called Zozo. It is said the Zozo is a demon that comes through the board when participants use the board to contact the underworld. Please bear in mind that this is just a sharing of my thoughts and research on the entity, and do not engage in using Ouija boards as it is very dangerous when we do not know who we are communicating with, and at the times these beings will stay with us. The Ouija board is a portal through which we can create a negative karmic link with these beings that may cause us harm. Thus, we are in a very risky and dangerous position when we engage in these activities, as the chances of being affected negatively are very high. The beings contacted through the Ouija boards usually appear kind and helpful, but once there is a strong connection, we will never be able to get rid of them. Even if we are able to move the planchette to the word goodbye on the board in an attempt to end the session, it does not necessarily mean that the being has left. They can still linger around us, as we have already created that link to them. I would like to use this opportunity to thank Pastor Nyrol for helping me with the editing and uploading of the article, and the Pastor Jean I for her help with the videos. Ouija boards have been around for hundreds of years, and it is one of the ways that people contact the other side or the spirit world. These unseen entities that are being contacted may be good or bad. We will never know who we are calling forth when we use portals like this. In short, a Ouija board is a flat board marked with the 26 letters of the alphabet, the numbers 0 to 9, and the words yes, no, hello, occasionally, and goodbye. It uses a small heart-shaped piece of wood or plastic called a planchette, or in Asia, a small dish or coin. The participants will then place their fingers on the planchette lightly and begin asking questions. When the beings of the other world are successfully engaged, the planchette will start to move on its own accord. It is important that when using the Ouija board to never lift the fingers off the planchette until it is moved to the word goodbye and the beings are bade farewell. A very common entity that people reach out to when they use the Ouija board is the entity known as Zozo. In recent years, this entity is also known as Zaza or Mama. This entity is well known for creating the entity figure, the infinity figure, in a rapid rainbow effect when controlling the planchette that moves from Z to O to Z to O repetitively. There are many investigations, documentaries that are about Zozo, and this entity that comes through the Ouija board, there are sources that call this the Zozo phenomenon. Amongst all of those who investigate Ouija board phenomenon, there's a particular investigator called Darren Evans, and that's whose story we just read. He labels himself a Zozoologist, as he knows a lot about Zozo and has had many experiences with it. Darren has made a movie about Zozo, and when he carried out his research, he felt that he was constantly being watched. There was once that he even caught footage in which he suspects that Zozo appeared to him as a raven watching him. It shows that the raven disappeared all of a sudden when it flew off a tree, and I do not know if this is really Zozo manifesting as a raven, but there is a possibility that this did happen. It is said that when you engage with the entity called Zozo, every time you use the Ouija board in the future, even different boards, you will always end up contacting Zozo again. Similarly, if a board has been used to call forth Zozo, the next time when it is used, even by a completely different group of people, they will still contact Zozo. If participants that have contacted Zozo in the past use the Ouija board again, they can only contact Zozo. Once you have experienced speaking with Zozo, Zozo does not allow other beings to communicate with the participants. Through this, it shows that Zozo actually creates a link with the person using the Ouija board as a portal and is extremely possessive. This just goes to show we should not deal with such practices, as we never know who or what we are contacting. With that thought in mind, there are chances that the being that we have contacted is not who we want to contact, as other beings can pose as the people that we wish to speak to, for example, loved ones that we have lost. And in addition, since some of these beings have the ability to read our minds, they can give us the answers that we are looking for. Now, one thing that Zozo will not accept is when participants laugh at his name and call him Bozo instead. You have cursed us.
Sorry. Never played with a Ouija board either. So.
He does not like when people make jokes about his name. There are many sources that state when this happens, one of the participants would become possessed by the entity and speak in a deep demonic voice. That's going to be you.
Oh, well.
Okay. Alternatively, some participants end up getting lost, never to be found again. According to researchers that have encountered Zozo before, they say that the entity will act innocent and gain the pity or trust of the participants. Once he has trust or empathy, this is when things start turning ugly. It turns ugly because Zozo starts to make deals with the participants. These deals are usually very harmful. In some of the experiments, they asked why Zozo wanted to give them a deal, and the reply that was always spelled out was L-O-V-E. Zozo just wanted love from the participants, thus giving them a deal. This is interesting, as why does an entity that is able to create so much chaos try to demand love when it is obvious anything that is done using that method can only cause fear to these participants? With the fear that is being created, the answer of love that is given in return for the deal does not hold up at all. Hence, what I choose to believe is that it is only saying that as a pretense of a soft persona to gain trust and empathy. It is through this trust and empathy that Zozo is able to make deals, taking the participant's soul or the souls of their loved ones. Now, during one of the encounters that Darren Evans had with Zozo, Zozo claimed that it was going to devour his daughter's soul and strike her with an iron tongue, which we talked about that. So, many times when Zozo takes possession of a person, it is usually a female. There have been many cases in which female participants of the group would be possessed or go missing, and in one of the videos by Ghost Adventures, the group participated in the Ouija board session with Darren Evans, whose girlfriend went missing during part of the recording and came back with her belt undone, and she herself did not realize that she had left. I remember that episode. It was crazy, y'all. Y'all need to watch it. In other videos and accounts, many state that Zozo will ask for sex. And when being asked what it eats, this is what I told you earlier, he replies, semen. Using what I've learned in Buddhism, beings that enter us from our lower body parts and are attracted to our lower body parts are the more negative beings. Thus, it once again gives us another concrete reason why we should not engage in activities like this. When beings like this take possession of us, to have them expelled out of our bodies takes a lot of purification and supernatural help from the Buddhas and Dharma protectors. However, beings like Zozo will make it difficult for us to do these practices, as they will lose the host body that they have taken over. This is the reason when some people are afflicted by spiritual disturbances or asked to engage in certain mantras or pujas, they find it difficult to do so. When the host engages in these mantras and pujas, they will face more disturbances compared to before until the affliction is lifted, as the being attached will try even harder to afflict the practitioner in a last-ditch attempt to maintain its grip on the host by dissuading them from the practice of the mantras and pujas. Thus, it is very important that we carry through and persevere with the practices that has been described or prescribed to us, even though we may encounter many disturbances that we do not wish to face. So, that is the story of Zozo. Now, there is a TikTok video, and I wanted to play it, but we don't have permission. So basically the TikTok video, and when I heard the video, y'all, it gave me chills. It's this lady, and her friends, when she was a teenager, they went to one of her friend's house, and she was like the spiritual goth girl or whatever. So they were like, let's do the Ouija board. And they were doing the Ouija board, and I may get this a little bit wrong, but the point's still the same. They start doing the Ouija board, and they get this entity or whatever, and they say its name. The entity says its name is Mama. And the people playing, they're like, you know, well, can we talk to somebody else? And the entity's like, no, you cannot. You're going to talk to me. And they're like, okay, well, we're just going to go. So the entity's like, no, you're not. You're not going to go. And they're like, yes, we are. Whatever, da da da. So they keep going back and forth with this entity named Mama. And it just gets crazy. So they stop and they're done with the Ouija board pretty much. So, you know, they get kind of freaked out or whatever. And I think they go back and they talk to Mama again. And then they get done with it. And she says these are friends that, you know, would never, like, move the planchette or anything like this. And it was clear that nobody was moving it. So, years later, she kind of lost touch with her friends. And she's listening to something about Ouija boards and the demon Zozo. And then she hears that Zozo goes by many names. And one of the names that Zozo goes by is Mama. And that story gave me chills. But yeah, you can find that story. It's really good, and it's not my story. But go on TikTok. I typed in Zozo Ouija board. And there's so many stories that come up, and you'll see her. I think it's Vanity or something like that. But it's a really good story. There's so many stories out there about Zozo. I just wanted to give y'all a few stories about what Zozo's about, and let you know to not play the Ouija board anymore because, you know, more than likely you were talking to something evil. I feel like your relatives that you want to contact are not hanging around a Ouija board waiting on you to contact them, you know? So I get bad feelings about Ouija boards. But definitely check those videos out. Check out the Ghost Adventures videos. And we're going to keep an eye out for the Darren Evans book for sure. See what else he's gotten himself into. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And make good choices. Stay hydrated. I guess they need to layer up right now, huh? It's getting kind of cold and hot, right?
It's what they call blackberry winter.
It is, isn't it? It is a blackberry winter. All right, you guys. Thank you for listening. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.